us pray. Precious, loving Heavenly Father, O dear Lord of glory, you are Elohim. You are the lily of the valleys, the rose of Sharon, the bright and the morning star. We worship you, adore your precious holy name. And Father, invite your spirit to take over with me like it was the prophet Isaiah. Circumcise and cleanse my lips. May your spirit anoint your word in my lips, that it will be a blessing to your children who are going to listen to it. For the honor and the glory of your holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So God bless you. Salutations, my dear brethren, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm your brother, Charles Obuon, Kampala, Uganda. I would like to thank God for his amazing grace upon our lives. And also I want to appreciate Pastor Andrew Peary for giving me an opportunity to share with you the Word of God this week in the Daily Devotion platform. So without wasting much of our time, I want us to go straight and read the Word of God. To begin with, we are taking the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 49 for now, just for the interest of time. It reads, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." Amen. Let us add a few more scriptures to back it up. Acts chapter 1, again, just one verse, verse 8. It reads, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Amen. And then turn with me also to Micah chapter 3, verse 8. It reads, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin." Amen. And then Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. It reads, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Amen. Now, let's go back to Luke chapter 24, because that's where I'm getting my inspiration to take a thought that I trust by the grace of the Lord we shall be sharing the entire week. Jesus was our Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples after his resurrection and before his ascension to heaven. "And behold, I send a promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem," now watch, "until you be endued with power from on high." Amen. My thought is power from on high. You get it? Power from on high. Amen. Now, before we go to explain in details on this topic of power from on high, I want to take this opportunity just to lay a foundation for today. Just a foundation of how, by the grace of God, we are going to approach this study for the benefit of our daily devotion. Amen. We shall consider three aspects. You get it? Three aspects. The first one is found in Job. The book of Job, chapter 26. Job chapter 26, verse 2, and may add verse 3. Let's begin from verse 1. But Job answered and said, how hast thou helped him that is without power? You get it? It's a question. Because he had what he called a miserable comforters during the time of his trial. So he asked the question, how have you helped him that is without power? Mm-hmm. Two, how savest thou the arm that has no strength? That's how do you save the arm that is weak? You get it? Then verse 3, how have you counseled him that has no wisdom? Mm-hmm. And watch, I like this part. And how have you plentifully declared a thing as it is? You get it? How have you plentifully declared a thing as it is? So we are going to look at power from on high. And by the grace of God, we need to plentifully declare the way it is, what it is. You see, plentifully declare the thing as it is, the thought of power from on high. But also, this question, how have you helped him that is without power? So that becomes a point for us to consider that in our daily devotion, it's important we ensure that you as a Christian, you as a believer, has received this power from on high. You see, you have been endued, you know, with power from on high. There should be no assumption. Then two, if there is anyone who's listening to me and you don't have this power, so let this teaching be of good help to you is my humble prayer. That we need to help you to get this power and also others who may not be aware or who may not be even having understanding how to get this power. Because it is important for us to see, brothers and sisters, and to understand that even in your daily devotion, walk with God, it's important to be sure that you are endued with the power from on high. Then too, in case you don't have it, then you should be encouraged to seek for it. Because ultimately, who do refuse power? Who is that person who doesn't want power? The aspect of power. Even when we are just in study, meditation, in our daily work as Christians, it is important that you are certain and sure that you have this power that Jesus promised to his disciples. And that promise is for us also today, isn't it? Very important. I like that question. How have you helped him that is without power? So that I think, I trust, will help you to understand why I'm being led to share it. Because there will be somebody perhaps who is a Christian, he is born again maybe, but really he has not been able to come into terms to understand about receiving the power of God. Or perhaps the other part of it is, suppose somebody says, which I think many of us say, yes, I've received this power. Yes, I'm a believer. But have you considered what is the effect of this power upon your life? Yes, daily life as a Christian. How does it influence you? How does it influence the people near you, in your family, perhaps in the church you pray, and even other people within the community you stay? Yes, it's important for us to consider it very well. Because I want us to go to the second point, which I want us to watch very clearly. And that is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. just because of time. 2 Timothy 3, 5 says, Apostle Paul says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You see? So the scripture warns us at this end time, in this age of Laodicea, that some will just have a form of godliness. You get it? But denying the power thereof. And the scripture commands that from such turn away. Therefore, we are taught, brothers and sisters, who believe the message of the hour, that in this age of Laodicea, there are many people who say they are Christians, but they are already denying the power thereof. They go to church, they say they have accepted Christ, their personal Savior, they say they are believers and so forth, but deny the baptism of the Holy Ghost and power. And as we are going to study the meaning of power and so forth, it has aspects of miracles, signs, and wonders. But there are others who are making fun of this. And they are in trouble with God. You see? But the children of God are hungering for this power. Aha. That's it. And you see, it should be something to alert us, to awaken us that, as even we are in the daily devotion with God and so forth, be careful, there is a red line. There is a red line. And the red line is, don't go the other side, just have a form of godliness. You get it? And you may say, Brother Charles, I'm not even denying the power, but it may not just by mouth. It may be just by your attitude. It may just be by your neglecting the promises of God or failure to understand clearly what really the power from on high is all about. What that promise, God promise, is all about. You get it? So the Bible warns us that there will be in the last days people having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And there Jesus said, you'll be endued the power from on high. And just be something to do with the power, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon the life of a believer. You see? And then you and I, as Christians, if you have understood that this power is in your life, what is that power doing in your life? Because it's not just coming to be with you. You see, it has to have an impact upon your life. And what is it doing? Even not only in your daily life, but what is it also doing in your service to God or the kingdom of God and God's people? And maybe the people around you, you get it? That's why I want us to take time and study about the power from on high. Amen. Now, the third aspect why I'm led to share about power from on high is also in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Let's read it. Again, Apostle Paul says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, you see, and of love, and of a sound mind. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. So, as Christians, as we walk with the Lord, we need to be understand that something God has deposited in our lives. We are clothed, as the experts tell us. Being endued with the power means being clothed with the power of God. And if you are clothed or arrayed with the power of God, what is it doing in your life? You see, how do you relate to the power that God has bestowed upon your life as a Christian? And have you understood in details what that power, how does in your life, your faith, your walk, your character, and your attitude, your obedience to the word of God, and the fruits that you bear day in, day out? And then, is it all about that? To what extent does that power control your life? Is it you controls the power, or the power controls you? You get it? And as we are winding up, Ephesians 3:30 says that, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly
above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So there is a power, brother. There is a power, sister, which is working in your life. Now, how does it work in your life? What is it doing in your life? How is it transforming your life? And how does it helping you to serve the kingdom of God and to serve God's people? Does it just remain for you? Does power just enable you just only to go to church and pray and sing and come and sit at home? Oh, that power has dimensions, a scope of work that he's doing in your life. So you need to understand the scope of the power that is in you. The power from on high. As you walk with God. So God willing, we are going to pursue that topic and look at the power from on high. We shall try to define it, what the meaning of power means and on high means. And then we go by the grace of the Lord to see the implications of that power in your life. Because the Bible says the power that works in us, there is a power working in you, brother. There is a power working in you, sister. Did you think of it? And what is that it is doing in your life? How is it motivating your attitude towards the kingdom of God, towards the work of God, towards the plan of God for this hour? God bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and bless you that by your grace, we have tried to lay a foundation to this topic. We trust that, Father, you'll bless it. As we go along with it, give us, Lord, understanding. Take over, Master. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray and believe. Amen.